There's a game that I think all of us have played at one time in our life. I know when we had the Vacation Bible School and youth programs and so forth, we would play games. And Travis would play music on the piano. And there would be a couple chairs, and we would line up around it. You know the name of that game?
Musical chairs.
Did you ever win? I never did. I never won. Well, there's an American slang idiom that says, when the music stops, it means you don't get another chance. You're all out of extensions. You've come to the end of your road. You can get the gist of this idiom in a song that I love. If you followed it in the old-timey rock and roll people, there's a song that Don McLean did called American Pie. It was a tribute to the death of Buddy Holly and many others in a plane crash. The line that always struck me in that song was this: when the music died. It's a swan song to the suddenly and the untimely demise of those rock and roll heroes. Bo Diddley, there was a whole bunch of them that was in that plane. But these kind of events take us all very much by surprise. In fact, it's the element of surprise that causes us so much grief and shock. And yet, we know life can change suddenly, unexpectedly, and while we need not live our lives waiting for it, we do need always to be aware of it. Do what we can to ensure our best safety measures, to try to live our best life here on this earth every day, and be grateful for the time that we have been given. In a sense, that's what Jesus was explaining to his disciples in Matthew 24. No one knows, he said, not even me, when he'll return one day, or when the music of our world, the chatter, the livingness, will come to an end. We cannot live in perpetual fear, paralysis, or anxiety waiting for that to happen. We must not try to figure it out with all kinds of plans and diagrams and predictions or even assurances. But we do need to live our best life in gratitude for the time that we have been given on this earth. We don't have an expiration date on our bodies. We have a certain amount of time that we have here in this earth suit as we're here on this world. But we stay looking and watching, for we do not know the hour or the time when the Lord's going to return. One who makes our lives possible is Jesus. And we need to live in faith that we are assured that when Jesus comes and the world changes, when the music stops, we have done our best as human beings here on this earth. We've done a couple things. We have loved well. We have shared well. We have forgiven much. And we've shown mercy and understanding to everyone that we meet. Jesus compares the finality of the earth with the flood of Noah. I think most of us know that story or read about it and understand it the best that we know how. In the flood of Noah, life was going on in usual ways, right up until it didn't. No one knew. No one will know this time either when the Lord repairs. But we'll know the seasons. He gives us all kinds of warnings. We can remain faithful. We can trust God and live our very best life because we cannot plan. Always like what Judy always told me, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. It's just the facts of life. But we can prepare ourselves. We can prepare our hearts and our minds and our spirit for the coming of the Lord. And we can stay awake to the presence of the Spirit around us and stay in tune with our Lord Jesus and his direction for our lives. We can be prepared and ready for the storm to come. One thing about this part of Florida where we live, we know that storms are going to come. We have good meteorologists that be able to give us a clue on things that are about to happen, and that's a good thing. And then what do? We get prepared, and we do the best we can with it. Even if we don't know when the storm will hit, and we don't know whether or not we're going to be swept away, we can't do any more than just be prepared. More than this, God does not expect us to. Today we enter into a time of Advent. This is a time when we celebrate the coming birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The good news is we have history on our side. We know that he was born, and we can celebrate. But there is a time of Advent ahead of us when he returns. We need to also prepare our hearts and minds for that. So as we enter into this time of Advent, we got to remind ourselves to focus on God and God's coming Son. This is a time of spiritual alertness in which we engage ourselves all the more deeply in our relationship with Jesus. Now, we as human beings can be absent-minded. I don't know about you, but I am absent-minded. I get distracted occasionally by the ways of our world and things that are going on in this life. This life is temporary. We can get caught up in the conflicts and the stubbornness and the petty things. And we can lose our focus and allow the flame of our passion for Christ to burn low. We can get busy, and we're going to get busy this particular time of the year that we call the Christmas season, and we can be busy with all kinds of superficial things. Y'all have an alarm clock? I think we all have an alarm clock. Well, it's on our phone or on our nightstand. Advent is like an alarm clock that wakes us up and reminds us to pay attention to the coming of the day, to enjoy the music of God's voice in our lives and the chatter from the streets around us. For one day, the music will stop. The world will grow silent, and a new day will begin. Now the world wants to say, well, you got to be careful because the world's going to blow up, the world's going to end. No, it ain't never going to end. And how do you know that? Well, by faith, we trust in Jesus. He promised to come back. He's got to have a world to come back to. Amen? So we know that the world is not going to end in the way that we think about it, blowing up. The end of the age of grace is what Scripture talks about. That's what will come to an end. We even sing it in our song, in world without end. Amen. So, we need to be ready when the music stops. And where are you going to sit when the music stops? Are you going to be on that guy's side over there, or are you going to be on the side where Christ is, as he sits on his throne and invites us to come into his heavenly kingdom? We only have one chance to learn what this life is all about. We only have one chance to live in this world. Only one. And we don't get another chance to make amends or to show each other love once the music stops. That ought to be alarming in some ways, but it also needs to be a reminder that we are to love one another as Jesus said. So take this day, the first Sunday in Advent, to wake up your spirit to the truth of Christ and stir up your heart to the love all around you and the beauty of this beautiful, amazing world that God created for us. Be a part of God's His orchestra, that he is playing some wonderful music. And enjoy the creation and dance through the music, because it could stop at any moment or it could go on forever.